The National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report on the July 17th plane crash that occurred 18 miles west of Juneau. Wings of Alaska Flight 202 crashed into a mountain about 15 minutes after departing Juneau on its way to Hoonah, killing the pilot, Faria Peterson. All four passengers survived. Chris Shaver is the NTSB investigator in charge. He says there were no reported problems at takeoff.
And the only communications that the pilot had with the with air traffic control, which would have been at takeoff, she didn't relay any issues.
Shaver says the plane's electronic system had a feature that gives visual and audio warnings if the aircraft is approaching terrain. The plane hit a large spruce tree at an elevation of about 1,300 feet above sea level, splitting in two.
Where the separation happened probably played some factor in the survivability of the passengers.
The engine is being sent to Anchorage for further inspection, and the plane's visual display units are being sent to NTSB headquarters in Washington, D.C. A chip inside the display units will hopefully offer flight data like airspeed and altitude. Shaver says the final report determining probable cause of the Wings of Alaska crash won't come for another 12 to 18 months.